What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Let's get back to more Rami Makhlouf on Chicago's Sports Radio 104.3 The Score.
In the cleanup today. Rips this one to right center field. Back it goes! Get out! Colson Montgomery with a grand slam as all the Sox fans in attendance giving each other high fives. It's the Sox with an early 4-0 lead.
That highlight, courtesy of CHSN last week in Milwaukee. Colson Montgomery going deep. White Sox begin the home portion of their schedule tomorrow. Join Raheemi, Harris, and Grody at Wings and Rings on Halstead before tomorrow's Southside home opener. Their guest list tomorrow includes former White Sox pitcher Jake Peavy at 10:25, former Illini star Dee Brown at 11, and NFL draft expert Daniel Jeremiah at 1. That's Raheemi, Harris, and Grody tomorrow, 10-2 at Wings and Rings on the South Side. Joining me now on the guest hotline to talk some White Sox. He covers them for the Sox Machine. Pleasure to welcome in James Fegan. James, how are you this evening, my man?
Not bad, you?
Good. How hyped were you when that Colson Montgomery grand slam went over the wall last week in Milwaukee?
I had a momentary notion that it was going to be their day, and I watched that be progressively extinguished over the course of 60 to 90 minutes or so. But this is year 10 on the beat, so I don't think my mind went to two extreme places about how insulated they were from disaster.
The Brewers have done that to a lot of people, though, like not just this year already, but over the years. That's a team that just will not die. And James, I do host a daily show in Milwaukee, and so I follow that team pretty closely. And afterwards, Pat Murphy said, he was talking about the White Sox, says there's some talent on the other side. Mark my words right now, the Chicago White Sox team will be something to be reckoned with in that division. Could you see in 2026 the White Sox being something to be reckoned with in the AL Central?
Yeah, I see them they can mature into a team that's going to give other teams a hard time. And you definitely imagine that this, given the construction of the roster, given how much pitching talent in AAA, that you expect this group to be playing by the end of better by the end of the season than they will be at the front. So in that sense, it really means like be a tough out by the second half of the season. Be somebody who can play spoiler in some events. Sure, I can see that as far as like making noise or like being in the race for a significant period of time, especially with the way they've started, that would be more unlikely. But, you know, being a team that's not going to kind of rope, you know, be a 100-loss team as they have last 3 years, like, yeah, that's certainly the goal and expectation here, even after, you know, a pretty bad first week.
So this year is still about watching the development of some of the young guys, like the guy who we just heard hit that grand slam, Colson Montgomery. He and some others are off to a pretty good start. If you're watching this to see the development of young guys and what that might mean for the future.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely been some flashes with him. You know, I would say the same with Miguel Vargas as well. Everson Barrera, after looking like really off in the first game, has you know put some nice swings together. There have been fits and starts from the offense of looking like at least an interesting group, and knowing that they don't have Kyle Teal right now, or you can you know dream about maybe Sam Antonacci like rounding out their outfield a little bit down the stretch. It hasn't been all doom and gloom, and obviously getting like three home runs from Murakami off the bat, at least demonstrating what you're looking for there. I would say it's everything's kind of like a warning light right now with them, but offense is probably where you've had some more moments of thinking like, all right, this is a group that can be dangerous at portions over the year.
Yeah, and Murakami has been probably the brightest silver lining, as you mentioned, with the three home runs already here in the first week of the season. I was listening to Spiegel and Holmes earlier, and I heard Tanny joke that he'll be a Dodger by next year. Do you think this is just kind of a one-year thing with Murakami in a White Sox uniform, or do you think it could be more than that?
I mean, kind of the nature of the relationship is not to be super long-term, in the sense like if it doesn't work out, then it's you know, obviously they're you know not necessarily pursuing a reunion or not super you know tied into him for multiple years. But if it does work out, you kind of see him you know competing for maybe the kind of one the free agency contract that he didn't really get this time around, or being someone who I think most good views of like White Sox development probably don't have them being you know a championship contender next year, even if they're maybe a little ahead of schedule and you know more relevant in that division by next season. So the idea that he could be someone they try to sell, especially if he becomes like a very productive, steady first baseman at some point to, you know, multiply is the way they put it, you know, provide more assets for themselves long-term. Yeah, I could see it. I wouldn't say like I'd boohoo, like they're trying to get him out of here on the first thing smoking. Like they certainly, like if he's good, has good numbers of deadline, they're definitely going to deal him. I don't think that's necessarily an immediate thing, but in terms of it's not built to for him to necessarily slide in as a core piece for years and years, yeah, that's probably fair.
Who on this team, and talking with James Fegan of the Sox Machine, who on this team right now do you think is a part of this thing for years to come? And when it starts to look the way that you and White Sox fans hope it does look here in the not-too-distant future?
I mean, definitely where he's going to be, if he's going to be third base or elsewhere or, you know, hangs on the shortstop, like you definitely want Colson Montgomery to be part of that group. I think they're extremely high on Kyle Teal and view him as, you know, kind of the catcher of the future. Edgar Carroll could put his way into that as well. Chase Mydroth, I don't know if he like is the everyday second baseman for like five years, but I think he's someone who's a good player who's going to be around in some capacity. But as far as like the starting rotation, like I would say maybe the highest ceiling arms or the three highest ceiling arms in the organization might be in the AAA rotation with Tanner McDougal and Noah Schultz and Hagen Smith right now. So I think everyone who's in the rotation is kind of fighting for a role. I think Grant Taylor they view as a core piece, but him being one, not really clear if he's going to like mature to a starting role at some point or if he's going to be a really good reliever. And if he's a really good reliever, then it's to become like a really valuable trade asset when they're not yet contending yet. I think that's a little bit undetermined. I think there's a lot of room, and maybe one of the things you can kind of sell about the season right now is that it's a really a proving ground for a lot of the guys who are in the majors of like, all right, they can be pieces, they can be good players on a winning team, but what kind of role will they have on the next winning team here? And will it be a regular, will it be a core player, or will it be somebody who just kind of contributes? And I think a lot of that's really unsettled beyond maybe a few guys.
Do you think we see any of those three young pitchers that you just mentioned at any point this season, James?
I think we'd see them all this season. They're all kind of a step away. other than Hagan Smith kind of getting a slower start to the season because he pitched in the AFL last year, none of them are on like some huge innings limit that would prevent them from, you know, making meaningful starts at some point in Chicago in the year. So that's their goal. I mean, there was kind of their goal for Hagan Smith and Noah Schultz to be last year. They just didn't have the seasons that really merited that chance. So if they pitch well, I think they're all people at the organization's ready to try out Chicago at some point this season.
Let me ask you this. I'm talking with James Fegan of the Sox Machine here on Score Evenings. Rami Makhlouf, your host, on a Thursday night. When talking about the future, how convinced are you that Will Venable is the manager of the future for this baseball team and not sort of a bridge guy to get them to when they actually are contenders?
I don't think they look at them as that way at all. I think they viewed him as a pretty big get when they landed him.
James. I know how they look at him. I'm asking how convinced you are that he's that guy.
I like him a good deal. I mean, I know like he gets guff right now because the team doesn't look really prepared. And, he just kind of a flashpoint with the fans in terms of like using infield in as much as they do. And it's kind of a more analytically, bent that he has that, you know, we see bad results and, people want to be more traditional about it. But I think he's one of the better things they got going as far as organizationally. Like, if anything, I view the scenario where, you know, they make a sizable improvement and like another team with bigger budget tries to woo him away rather than viewing him as like kind of a bridge guy in the way like Rick Renteria sense where they seek some big upgrade even if he's doing fine. So, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. That's how most managers go. But I think that they view him and I think he's generally up to the task, certainly the way he communicates as a guy who could stick here long term if, you know, obviously the team produces and they have success going established before there's an ownership transition, which could bring a lot of chaos on its own. But I he's not someone that I have like big doubts about. I think it's been pretty impressive, save for the fact that they haven't really won any games yet.
Talking with James Fegan of the Sox Machine. Check out the Sox Machine pod wherever you get your podcast. Speaking of that ownership transition that's coming and potentially a new stadium, does that give you some hope for the future? It sounds like there might be some trepidation about how that whole thing might go down from based on your last answer, James.
It's just like it's uncertain at this point. Like the window of when it will happen is pretty wide and several years long. And if it's like something on the early end, you wonder like, has this current operation turned the team around by then? And if like it's kind of floundering in the middle of the road, does that be kind of serve as the impetus for, you know, the new guy kind of putting in his new people? Or does it happen in 2034 and, you know, we've had a 10-year run of Chris Getz in the front office and we have like a super firm idea of what they can and can't do at that point, and it's an entirely different decision. It's really kind of hard to pin down like what it will mean. Obviously he's going after a stadium and has said as much, and like that's going to be something you see him like maybe his short capital like making moves on progressively before he takes over. But as far as like how it'll like exactly affect like baseball ops and what space they'll be in, you know, throwing a potential lockout next year in the middle of it, I think it's probably a little hard to pin down like what it means for like this group of players and this current movement by the front office to rebuild. I think it's seems like it'll be unlikely that they have some overlap with the transition, but it really remains to be seen. And it's kind of something you can kick around and, debate with no one really being wrong or right at this juncture.
Where are you at on Chris Getz? You brought him up and I feel like there was a lot of bad feelings about Chris Getz, I would say as recently as maybe a year and a half ago, but I feel like the tide is maybe turning as we're seeing some of the young guys get to the major league level and as you alluded to, some of them getting really close to the major league level and seeing some sort of light at the end of the tunnel. Have you turned a corner on Chris Getz and the job that he's done as a general manager of the Sox?
Well, and this is my 10th year covering the team, and all those years Chris Getz has been in the front office, his first year as farm director. I mean, I've had a good relationship and a good view of Chris for a while now. I think in terms of he's gotten more praise of recent because the team's been kind of active in free agency. It's a lot easier to kind of like the GM or feel like things are going when you're seeing them making moves, making trades, making interesting signings. Even I think if Murakami works out or not, I think the fan base generally appreciates like, hey, we did something interesting. We did something new and we tried it. I think that earns him plaudits along with kind of the trades he's done to land some prospects this winter, which is interesting. That said, like, I think probably the biggest strength I would give to their group right now is that they know what the problem is. Like, they've very much, like, he was in the front office over the last rebuild and the last effort to contend, and he saw all the things that went wrong. And I think there's kind of a self-awareness of, like, what they can and can't do after going through that experience. That's an asset. That doesn't necessarily mean, like, he's going to nail everything that's his proposed remedy right now. And in the first week of the season, you're watching, like, Luis Angel Acuna look a little shaky in center field, or see the rotation not really sticking, the first time through in the way you want. You'd be like, well, it doesn't, just because they know what the problem is doesn't mean they have the solution. I think it's, we haven't seen him like tested in a big way of having to build a winner before. Like, it's hard to evaluate, a GM before you've seen him have a chance to build a contender. But in terms of like identifying some things infrastructure wise and making hires that seem good and seem to like be aimed at targeting the problem, it seems like the work of someone competent, someone who is really putting a lot of effort into it. But I think it's the traditional things we'd grade a GM on of like, hey, can you build a team that's good? It's almost like an incomplete because they haven't really been trying yet. And, you know, obviously some of the results have involved, you know, the worst team ever. So it's a credit to him to be like, hey, let's hold off on a grade, because otherwise you could easily say like, well, the teams lose a lot that he's built. So traditionally that doesn't do well.
That is James Fegan. He covers the White Sox for the Sox Machine. Follow them at Sox Machine. Check out the pod wherever you get your podcast, and follow James at JR Fegan over there on the Twitters. James, appreciate the time and the insight, man. Have yourself a great night.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code
code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Let's get back to more Rami Makhlouf on Chicago's Sports Radio 104.3 The Score.
Is this another TI bop you're hitting me with, Grant?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't like bad-mouthing the dude or saying I have anything against TI. I've never been a big TI guy, and his...
Well, he's been on my mind ever since you said it.
It's like, you seemed offended. You brought it up during a break, and you seemed offended. And I didn't mean to offend T.I. or anybody who's a fan of T.I. I have no distaste or dislike. I was just never into T.I.
You should apologize to everybody in Atlanta right now.
But the last one, his latest hit, is an absolute banger. Like, you can't hear that and not bop your head. Was that another new one that you just played?
No. Okay, that's right. Really old.
That just proves that I just never got into his catalog. It wasn't that I had any dislike or distaste or have any hate for him. Just never got into it. But I was making the point that his latest one is a really, really good song, and you can't help but to turn it up and bob your head a little bit when that one comes on. I want to talk some Bulls here in just a second, but I was talking about the Bears stadium fiasco and more people talking about it with nothing really being done in the last few days, including Kevin Warren and George McCaskey and Roger Goodell, who called for like a better game day experience and advancements in technology. And I was asking, and genuinely asking, because I'm somebody who watches most Bears games on TV. I know the Bears want, or will tell you they even need, a new stadium. I think that's, you know, to maximize profit margins, which is what they should be trying to do. They are a corporation and a business, after all. The Bears and the NFL should be trying to make as much money as possible. This is a capitalist society that we live in. But I don't know that anybody has asked a question, do you, the Bears fan, who goes to Bears games regularly, do you need those advancements in technology and advancements in the quality of the stadium for the fan experience, as Roger Goodell put it? And one texter said, yes, we need a new stadium. I'd like to be able to take a leak without missing an entire half of football, for the love of all that is holy. Okay, yeah, that's one advancement I could see Bears fans really, really wanting, is more bathrooms and you know, an easier experience and a quicker experience of going to the bathroom and getting back to your seat. So that I understand. I feel like that could be remedied with some renovations. I'm not a contractor by any means, or somebody who deals in projects on that scale, or any scale for that matter, but I feel like that's something that could be remedied with some renovations. I know Soldier Field isn't perfect and is somewhat outdated. I just don't know that Bears fans need, like, the bells and whistles that Roger Goodell alludes to there. I feel like that's more an opportunity to sell advertising and find different avenues to make more money, which, again, they should. That's what they should be doing. But I care more about your game day experience as the fans who go to the game than I do about the NFL and the Bears' ability to put more money in their pockets. But it's gonna happen. I was just curious if you guys need it as badly as the Bears and the league are saying that you need it, because I'm not entirely convinced that you do. And all this seems like a money grab on a number of different levels, and hands held out in a number of different directions in terms of ways that the Bears could make more money. But moving on, wanted to address the latest with the Chicago Bulls, who just continue to be an embarrassment and a disappointment to Chicago Bulls fans. And I don't know about you. You let me know at 312-644-6767. 6767. Can you believe in the Bulls unless things change at the top, like with Arturas Karnišovas and Mark Eversley, or even higher than that? Can you believe in anything the Bulls do, or rebuild or anything else, as long as Michael Reinsdorf is pushing the buttons and pulling the strings on this organization? Because a couple of things have come up recently. Obviously, the Jaden Ivey thing, and I'll get to that in just a second, but I don't know if you guys caught this last night. Usman Jang had himself a night, a career night to be exact, with 36 points for the Bucks last night in a loss, because the Bucks are also tanking and trying to get themselves a draft pick. But 36 points, a career high on 48% from the field. And if I don't know if, how close you've been following Usman Jang since the Bulls traded for him and then promptly traded him before his plane even landed in Chicago for Nick Richards, who has not done much for the Chicago Bulls, to put it lightly. Usman Jang has been showing some flashes, and I don't understand the thought process there, that you'd rather have a 28-year-old Nick Richards, because they're trying to convince us, after trying to sell us on a different core for years, that was never going to be anything or go anywhere with what was the core of Lonzo Ball and Zach LaVine and Vooch. Now they're trying to sell us on a different core of Josh Giddey and Modest Bouzelis and the first round draft pick last year, that this is what they're building around, and this is what they're moving forward with. Noah Sengai, I drew a blank on his name a second ago. That was the first round pick. That this is going to be the core that they believe in and that they can build around and will be something to be reckoned with for years to come. And you chose 28-year-old Nick Richards, who's never really done anything in this league, over Usman Jang, who also, up to the point that he was traded to the Bucks, had never really done anything in this league, but is 22 years old and is not too far removed from being a first-round draft pick who the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are among the best at scouting and evaluating and developing talent, traded up to get with that first-round draft pick. But he was just stuck, you know, on a championship roster and in a logjam at his position, so they decided to move on from him. What in the world was the reasoning or the logic in deciding you wanted Nick Richards over Usman Jang, given the stated goal and the age of this new current core that the Bulls are trying to convince you they can build something around? That was one of the most recent embarrassments for the Chicago Bulls team. And like I said, Jang has not been great, but as when he's gotten run and they've put the ball in his hands in Milwaukee, has shown flashes that he could be something in this league in the not-too-distant future. And the Bulls just decided to pass up on him in favor of Nick Richards. But the real embarrassment here recently is the Jaden Ivey situation. After they traded for him from the Detroit Pistons for Kevin Huerter and a pick swap. And look, it was, I guess you could say, it was like a low-risk, high-reward move. And even his age, going back to the point I was making with the Jang for Richards move, like if he sort of found his rhythm here in Chicago and got back on track, like could be something and someone that was part of this thing moving forward. Top five pick. This was a guy who people had high hopes and expectations for, but has been kind of a problem behind the scenes and in the locker room. And this didn't just start. This didn't just happen when he came to the Chicago Bulls. And earlier today, Billy Donovan was talking about the Jaden Ivey situation and him being waived. And here's what Billy had to say.
I had not followed or seen that myself, but obviously Beth had shared with me some of the stuff that was going on, right? And at least since I've been with the Bulls, you know, we've got people in there from all different backgrounds, right, you know, inside the organization. So I think the first thing is how well organized, and this goes for players, I think coaches, everybody in that building. It's always been, I think, the what's been from the top, like, we're all going to work well together. You know, we're all going to basically take care of each other. We're going to accept each other. You know, I think we're going to be hardworking, we're going to be accountable, and we're going to be respectful, and we're going to be professional. You know, I think that's kind of what it's been. I know some of the things that were put out there. You know, I think it's a situation for him where, you know, it's on his own personal Instagram. I don't want to get into what he put out there, but certainly I hope for him, you know, he's okay. You know, like I've had conversations with Jaden and stuff, and he's been always about rehabbing his knee and trying to get back on the court and wanting to play. But I think organizationally, there's certain standards I think we want to have as an organization and try to live up to those each and every day.
So that's Billy Donovan on the Jaden Ivey situation and talking about some of the controversial remarks that he recently put up on his Instagram Live. And like I was saying, like, yeah, it's a low risk, potentially high reward type of move you go and get a Jaden Ivey. But reading up today on sort of the timeline of Jaden Ivey and going back to his time in Detroit, had the Bulls done any of the due diligence that you do before trading for a guy, while it didn't cost him a lot, like, look, this season wasn't going anywhere to begin with. Jaden Ivey has been a problem for a minute, and you could have saved yourself the trouble and the embarrassment of your organization being the one that's attached to this mess that was stirred up by Jaden Ivey and his behavior in the locker room, behind the scenes, and then eventually spilling over to his Instagram account. Like, that's just not something, making that move, given the history of Jaden Ivey. Had they talked to anybody who they trusted in the building in Detroit, they would have said, look, this is a ticking time bomb right here, and you know, buyer beware. Not don't trade for him. Like, if you work for the Detroit Pistons, you don't say don't trade for him. That's working against your own interest. But I think that if you do your due diligence and talk to anybody in or around the situation, you save yourself the trouble of being attached to what is another embarrassing situation for the Chicago Bulls. And Billy Donovan went on to talk about this season as a whole and his perspective on it.
Obviously, the goal of the end of the season is to make a deep playoff run and go to the finals, anything like that. But a lot of teams can still benefit out of a losing season. You see that kind of just in the rebuilds work. What's your perspective on like what this season is? Do you see the season as a failure, as the team falling short? Do you see it as a season that can still have kind of like that positive momentum? Just kind of what's your perspective?
You know, I think I probably struggled a lot with that in terms of trying to find clarity and maybe an understanding in that, because, you know, you go through years and you don't, like, maybe make a deep run in the NCAA tournament, the playoffs, or you have a losing season or it doesn't go great. Like, does that mean everything's just totally just a failure? You know, I think from a coaching standpoint, I mean, I've been fortunate enough to be in some regular season championship teams and been fortunate enough to be a part of national championship teams and been a part of a team making a deep playoff run. And it's fun and it's great. It's the height, you know, it's the, you can't get any higher than that. But how do you find meaning when you don't reach those points, you know? And the meaning I've tried to find is I didn't know for myself if what we would be able to do at the trade deadline. But I think I mentioned to you the meaning for me is what happens to Colin Sexton? What happens to Jaden Ivey? What happens to some of these guys? You know, could we give them an opportunity to play and improve and continue on in their career? And how can I help them as players? And that's kind of what I've tried to do. Now, I totally understand, like, it's a result-oriented business, and the bottom line is it comes down to wins and losses, and we all do it because we want to compete and win. But if that doesn't happen, there's got to be other parts of it that you can find fulfillment from in terms of trying to help people in terms of what they're trying to achieve, you know, as players.
Man, that's a really good basketball coach right there, trying to figure out what is the best job that he can do in a situation that doesn't really align with what he's done throughout his coaching career, which is try to coach winning basketball teams and put a good product out there on the court. And I heard Spiegel and Holmes say this earlier, and I echo the sentiment. Run, Billy, run. if what we've heard about him being a person of interest for the North Carolina job or any job where he can go and win at a high level, go and do it, man, because this thing has not been and is not going anywhere so long as Mike Reinsdorf, Arturas Karnišovas, and Mark Eversley are the ones calling the shots, or at least that's where I'm at. That's how I feel about it. Can you believe in anything the Bulls are doing, this rebuild or anything else, as long as the people at the top remain the people at the top of this thing and the people calling the shots? 312-644-6767 if you want to get in on the conversation. After a quick break, and as I wrap things up here on Score Evenings, I am Rami Makhlouf, and back right after this on Chicago Sports Radio 104.3 The Score.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Let's get back to more Rami Makhlouf on Chicago's Sports Radio 104.3 The Score.
That's me with you for a few more minutes here on Score Evenings. Grant Leader on the other side of the glass, asking you before the break if you want to chime in on that. Can you trust anything that the Bulls do, a rebuild or anything else, if the guys at the top are still the guys at the top? A couple more minutes for you to get in on that conversation at 312-644-6767. But I start off the show talking about your Cubs takeaways after 1 week in the baseball season. One big takeaway is that the ABS system, absolute hit. 100%. I haven't heard not one person complain about the ABS and what it's done to baseball games. I want as much technology helping umpires and referees as we can possibly get in the world of sports, because the fewer mistakes those... I know this feels like I'm stating the obvious, but there are people out there who don't feel this way, and it boggles my mind. The fewer mistakes those guys are making, the better. And don't talk to me about the human element. The human element that I care about are the participants in whatever competition that I'm watching. Like a ball goes through a third baseman's legs. That happened the other day to Alex Bregman. That's the human element, and the downside of the human element costing a team over the course of a game or a competition. I don't want the human element and mistakes of guys that are supposed to be there officiating or refereeing or umpiring the game to become a factor in the outcome of the game and the final score. I just don't want that, and the less that we can have that be the case, again, seems obvious to me, the better. And I don't say that to knock referees or umpires or to say they suck or they're bad at their jobs. I don't think that. I think what all this technology is a tool to make them better at their jobs. And if I'm an umpire or a referee, I want that. I want to be as accurate as I possibly can in calling a game, and I don't want my name or the job I did being brought up after the game is over. Like, the best referees are like the best offensive linemen. You don't hear their name because you only hear their name when they screw up. It's not entirely true with offensive linemen, but you know what I'm saying. And one thing that the ABS challenge era has shown us is that, yeah, umpires are actually pretty good at their jobs. They are. But they can be better with ABS and with the aid of technology. This was put out yesterday, so obviously the numbers have probably moved a little bit with 24 hours of baseball games being played and more challenges on balls and strikes. But as of yesterday, 11,976 balls and strikes had been called so far. 286 of those were challenged. So, like, less than 27%, just rough math there, less than 27% of the balls and strikes that were called by human umpires were challenged. That means that the other 73%, that's a good clip. That's a good clip. The other 73%, batter, catcher, and pitcher, all were in agreement with the umpire that it was whatever that umpire called. 286 were challenged out of 11,976, damn near 12,000. And only 155 of those calls were overturned. That's a little over 50%. So about 45% of the time, the umpires were right. Which is, that's not, again, not bad. And 70 of the 155 were by less than an inch. Of the 155 that were overturned were by less than an inch. Which to me says that umpires are really good at calling balls and strikes. It's just a really hard job to do. And sometimes it comes down to a fraction of an inch. That is, unless you are CB Buckner. And we don't have time for the clip that I talked about during the break, Grant. Don't worry about it. But the ABS system has not been good for the likes of C.B. Buckner. And I don't want to pile on the guy too much. He just took a foul ball to the face yesterday and had to exit the game. So he's dealing with his own stuff right now. But he's not good at this. He is not. And some other umpires in this league are not good at it. He had 6 calls overturned and 8 challenged in a game the other day. And I think ABS will expose those guys and maybe, just maybe, bounce those guys out of the game, which I think would be a good thing for baseball. If you got some of the weaker umpires in terms of calling balls and strikes out of the sport and being less of a factor in the day-to-day action. My thanks to Michael Saram. He talked some Cubs from Bleacher Nation. Sammy P, host of the Bear Bets Pod, he joined me to talk some Illini and Final Four. And James Fegan of the Sox Machine talked some White Sox with me. If you missed any of that, you can check out thescorechicago.com or that handy-dandy Odyssey app. Also, thanks to all of you for listening, contributing. Your calls, your texts, your tweets are greatly appreciated. Make the show that much better. And Grant Leader on the other side of the glass for helping me put this thing together. Till next time, Robbie Maklov saying thanks for listening to Score Evenings right here on Chicago Sports Radio 104.3 The Score.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!